Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back on This Week in America. Our guest, Michael Hinkson, author of Running with Roselle.
This is just such a fascinating story, and the time is going by way too quickly. I hope that we can have Michael back, and I hope also that you buy the book and you get the full story, Running with Roselle, How a Blind Boy and a Puppy Grew Up, Became Best Friends, and Together Survived One of America's Darkest Days. What happened to Roselle after September 11th?
So after September 11th, she continued to guide until 2007 and then retired and then passed away on June 26th of 2011, just before Thunderdog was published. And we wrote a eulogy, which is at the beginning of Thunderdog. Larry King wrote the foreword to Thunderdog after the day. It was suggested that I contact Guide Dogs for the Blind, where Roselle was from, because people had visited us. So I did. And they wanted to write a story that got very visible in the media, including with Larry King Live. And so on the 14th of September, we had our first of five interviews with Larry. And then the last interview in 2006, I asked if he would write the foreword. He said, absolutely. He did a great job. But, you know, I wrote the book because I wanted people to learn about blindness, as I said. I wanted to help people be able to move on from September 11th and to learn about guide dogs. Ever since that day, people have been asking me to come and speak, and they want to hire me to come and tell our story, to talk about the lessons we should learn, and also to just help people learn about disabilities. In January of this year, a company reached out to me called Accessibe, A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-E, capital B. And they said, would you help us with our products that make internet websites more accessible to people with disabilities? So I actually took a job as the chief vision officer and now help this company that makes a scalable product that can make websites around the world accessible, not only for people who happen to be blind, but for people who have other disabilities like epilepsy, mobility impairments, and so on. So it's really pretty exciting. And so I really do urge people to visit accessibe.com. And just very quickly, there's a link on there that's called ACE. And if you click on ACE, you go to what's called a website audit tool. You can see if any website that you work with or your own website, if you run a business, is accessible by running the ACE tool. Why is that important? Because 20% of all people in this country and around the world have a disability and are excluded from all but about 2% of websites because nobody makes them accessible. So using the ACE tool, you can see how accessible your website is or isn't, and then Accessibe can help you make it accessible and more usable very inexpensively.
You know, it's interesting. That's something else we're learning with Michael, that this could open up a whole new world for businesses out there that are excluding, not intentionally, but excluding some potential customers because it's just not accessible to people that have handicaps. I want to, we have a couple minutes left in the program. All of this, Michael and Roselle leading people literally out of the World Trade Center, a blind man and his guide dog. This all comes from a guy who, at 6 months old, doctors say to your parents, he'll never be able to do anything on his own. I mean, amazing what you've been able to do with your life.
Well, and my parents said to the doctors, you're wrong. He can grow up to do whatever he wants. And I was very fortunate to have parents that would allow me to explore the world and would take the risk, if you will, like some people would view it, of letting me explore, letting me do whatever I wanted. I mean, for 5 years when I was born, we lived in Chicago. I'd walk around the neighborhood and so on. My parents let me do that. Most parents don't even allow blind kids to do that because they just feel that blindness is such a horrible thing. It's not. And what people need to do is to let blind children explore. Give them the tools and the opportunity to grow like anyone else. And if they do that, and if they help advocate, like we talked about with Accessibe, they advocate for making tools and things accessible and usable, they'll have much better kids And they'll have children who will truly learn to explore their environments and probably will do a better job of it than a lot of sighted kids who just sit around and play computer games and watch TV. Well,
exactly. Michael, it's been a pleasure, but the time has gone by even quicker than I thought it was going to. Hopefully we can do this again.
Yeah, it always does, doesn't it?
We just touched the surface. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.